And yesterday, by the Makere Infirmary in Nottingham Trent University has revealed widespread misuse of ant microbes in Uganda's public health facilities. The research found an 87.2% prevalence of ant microbes among inpatients with cetraxin and amoxicillin among the most commonly prescribed drugs. Lead researcher Herbert Bush Aguma said many health workers administer more antibiotic doses than recommended, especially during obstetric and gynecological procedures, raising the risk of antimicrobial resistance. Our patients' departments also showed high antimicrobial prescribing, often for viral infections that do not require antibiotics, while lower level facilities followed guidelines better than hospitals. Dr. David Musoke, public health researcher at Makere University and co-author of the study, recommended strong antimicrobial stewardship, improved diagnostics and routine surveillance to curb the growing threat of drug resistance.
So our study found that some of the antibiotics were being given out unnecessarily. So antimicrobial stewardship would ensure that the health practitioners, for example, use the existing guidelines well, so that they don't give out antibiotics when not needed, but also follow the prescribed procedure when they should be given out, in what quantity, but also advise patients on the proper use of antibiotics when they receive them. What is the whole effect of improving antimicrobial stewardship? Our study wasn't so much in the community setting. We were more at facility level in terms of how antibiotics are prescribed. But we have other evidence that has also demonstrated that some community members do a lot of self-prescription